it will, in my view, require identifying emerging market points such as gigabit layer 3 switches and or web gateway type products where routing technology is embedded with other technologies such as switching or firewalls to create new market segments where Cabletron plus digital can establish a beachhead, a one or two position in an emerging market. Just going after ISDN routers is not going to grow to one or two market share position.
You mentioned about the layer 3 switching. Now, does any plan to build up a large switching capacity with routing capability switch? Now, VN switch and I believe SADEC switch, they are not high capacity routing switch. They are at their set size. So, is any plan to build a core routing switch like DSR 12000?
The GigaSwitch Ethernet will, in its about summer time frame, June time frame, have very strong layer 3 routing capability at very, very high performance, 18 million packet per second capacity. Beyond that, the next generation platform study that I had described earlier would be both layer 2 and layer 3. That is probably 2.5 years away. Two and a half years, depending on how much resource we can pool between the two companies to get it done.
So do you think currently we will endorse IP switching as the primary layer 3 switching technology?
As I indicated earlier, Digital and Cabletron need to get together and establish our position on Ypsilon IP switching. My belief is that it's not the winner in the market.
Thanks, Ben. That's all for my questions.
Pete, this is Simon Hawker from Hong Kong. There's a couple of questions. The first is regarding to our product delivery or announced schedule, for example, GS2000 or Fast Lightning Card, is this any slip or delay for this schedule due to this acquisition?
There is no delay associated with this acquisition. GS2000 continues on its original schedule that you had, I believe you have seen for 6 months or so. The 4xFast Ethernet card has been delayed, unrelated to any Cabletron activity, and is now not expected until the 1st of April.
Another question is that what is the status of the Gigabit Ethernet right now? Because a lot of customers are very interested for this product.
Okay, we're holding our current schedule. That is volume availability February 1st, with seed units now coming into digital. Some units came in last week, and I believe some came in today, but I didn't actually check. We had lots of other things going on, but I believe we received some units today also, and those units are being a quick test. To make sure that we don't send out problems into the field, and then they're being redistributed out to the field. You should be receiving units, your initial seed units, next week, and building up to the total number of seed units that Donna promised through the area marketing people.
Excuse me, it's Shelley here. So I haven't heard anything about that they're beginning to fly from next week, so I should address this with Donna, correct?
Yes, please do.
Right, yeah, okay, because I was just a bit quiet there.
Yeah, she was traveling, but she should give you those answers.
Okay, yeah, I sent a note off yesterday, so I'll follow that up. Thank you.
Singapore. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, Pete. I'm David Chanya. I got two questions for you. Any gigabit Ethernet uplink for the GigaSwitch ATM or the ATM uplink for the GigaSwitch gigabit Ethernet? That's one question. The second question, would I expect any delay in the rollout of the GigaSwitch gigabit Ethernet?
The GigaSwitch ATM will not have a gigabit Ethernet link added to it. The GigaSwitch Ethernet is the project I was just referring to, Jade, codename Jade. We are receiving seed units, started receiving some about 6 days ago and some more last Thursday. We were due to receive a couple more today. Those seed units will be getting distributed to the field, and working through the area marketing people, you can get the status on that. The volume availability of that product continues to be February 1st.
Okay.
And an ATM interface into that product, we had initial discussions with our partner, Prominent, in adding a through a joint development, having an ATM line card developed. I think that's very unlikely at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Anthony Lau is from Taiwan. Please go ahead with your question.
Is there any commitment from Cabotron about the gigabit Ethernet technology from Prominent?
The initial launch of the product will be identical to what you had been told already. The availability in February, volume ramp through February and March. Beyond that, there is an ongoing discussion where Cabletron has a an investment in a relationship with a company called Yago. Yago has a similar but different product in the gigabit Ethernet space to the Prominent GigaSwitch Ethernet product. We will need to work with the Cabletron folks to rationalize that that overlap. The Prominent product, the GigaSwitch Ethernet, is significantly ahead in time to market.
Since Prominent is a newly startup company, is there a high possibility that some other company will acquire this company? If it does, then what we're going to do about the GigaSwitch Ethernet?
We have, unrelated to Cabletron, in establishing the relationship with Prominent, put in place contractual obligations, which we think are sufficient to protect Digital's business in the event that Prominent would get acquired. Their acquirer would need to continue to support the Digital business needs.
Okay, for current status, we still remain the Digital brand product as a subsidiary of Cabotron System. But eventually, I think two product lines will be integrated together. So is it a long-term relationship that we are going to carry Digital brand for how many years?
John, can you answer that?
Yeah, I think that the right now it's written that we will continue to Cabletron will continue to supply Digital Equipment Corporation for the next 3.5 years with products, and that the only purpose of the 3.5 years was to put some bounds in a contract. The intention beyond 3.5 years is to continue on with the brand recognition and the brand branding of the product. So at the moment, we are contractually bound for a minimum of 3.5 years with an intention to carry on from that. I think there could be some technology sharing with some of the technology developed in Cabletron could show up in products that are labeled by digital. But we plan to continue on with the two product lines.
Are we authorized to talk about this three-year-and-a-half agreement to our customer or partner?
Not yet. One of the messages, I'm sure Greg will share that with you in some of the materials that have been sent out, is that Digital and Cabletron have established a reseller agreement, and there are volume commitments that Digital Equipment has made to Cabletron to buy large amounts of equipment over the next 3.5 years. So dealing with partners and with customers right now, I would just leave it at that point of Digital has made long-term multi-year commitments to buy equipment from Cabletron, and Cabletron has made commitments to supply that equipment. And as Pete, reflecting on what Pete has said in the roadmap discussion here, that those products will evolve. And the other piece of the roadmap discussion is that it's an ongoing discussion. Pete and others have done a lot of good work to get us where we are today. But there is, as part of the contract, there is a review process. I think it's once a quarter, maybe every 6 months, but I think every 3 months or 6 months, that we have a mutual session that we come to agreement for the next 12 months. What is the product set and what's going to be developed?
Okay, my last question is that to our customers, our commitment of continuity of digital product is very important. And the most convincing thing to then will be the roadmap of our product. But I didn't see it in our communication package. Will there be one, and is it suitable to offer the roadmap to customer or partners?
Pete, I think where we are in that, we aren't ready to share the roadmap today, but I think that once we get through the next few months, once again, we haven't actually closed the agreements. I could see us coming out with customers, and here's the long-term plans for our products. And once again, for certain customers, when we do things on the non-disclosure with proprietary information disclosures, we could even give them more detail of those commitments. So I don't see it today, you know, offering the statements that we will continue to offer and evolve the product set. The fact that there is a roadmap discussion, and we haven't worked out the agreement with Cabletron and how we're going to share that yet. So I'm not in a position to say go ahead and share it yet, but I could see that happening certainly over the next 2 months. Be in a very good position to do that.
Yeah, I'd advise making the statements immediately that all platforms will go forward with a strong support and use some of the examples of previously communicated enhancements such as gigabit Ethernet uplinks for the VN switch and in the GigaSwitch Ethernet Layer 3 enhancements. These are enhancements we previously announced and we can continue to use as evidence that platforms that we have been supporting will continue to get good, strong support. And then further to John's point, I think over time we could come up with a detailed product roadmap we could put into a PID, but that would wait for the closing of the contract.
Pete, I appreciate your time on the taking the extra hour here. Pete's actually on holiday today, and he came in to help us with today's announcement and with this. Was there any other last couple of questions that people wanted to get in?
Pete or John, this time at all. And, okay, I heard that some piece, Eric, statement on that we are reselling or digital branded quite a large part of the Cabletron existing product. Are there any other existing Cabletron product we are not digital branded to resell at this moment?
At the moment, no. I think that Pete, you can certainly tune in and correct me on this. We Digital will Digital and Cabletron will work together to determine selected products that the digital sales force can sell, and digital will go ahead and sell those, look into the digital price book. So when we say that what we can sell, we digital at the moment can't sell any other Cabletron products. During Q3, we'll do some training on those products to the digital sales force so that the digital sales force can go sell those. The next question will be, if it's we, the NPB division of Cabletron, we're working with Don Reed, and as we sell those to distributors, to add that to the portfolio, but we haven't got a time frame on that yet. Digital does have a commitment to sell other additional products from Cabletron beyond the digital product set.
How many percentage we are selling their product now? I mean what's the share of the product that we are talking about?
What percentage of their business would digital be?
I'm talking about that.
I mean, overall, well, I think that if they're a $1.5 billion company and we're about a half a billion dollar company, we're going to increase their business from $1.5 billion to $2 billion. So we will be 25% of the revenue of the new company.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions at this point? Anyone?
Alan Ma from Malaysia, please go ahead with your question.
Hello, this is Sosin speaking. I have a question for you. Pete, you just mentioned that we're going to resell some of the Cabletron products like Mamic Plus and Spectrum. Are we expected to know every detail of the products? And if it is, what is the plan for the training?
The training plan, Pete, once again, you could correct me. I don't think we recognize we need to do the training. We certainly wouldn't start the training until after the deal is, the actual contract is not more than signed, but actually there's a closing within 30 to 60 days, so we wouldn't even start any training. So during that 30 to 60 day time frame, we'll be looking at putting together the training plan, but we wouldn't be implementing any training until after that point.
Hello, Pete. The line is break up just a moment when you speak. Can you repeat it again? Thank you.
Okay. Pete, I'll answer that again.
Sure.
We have reached agreement, but we have not closed on this contract. So we have an agreement with a contract, and we're going through a process of final review. It will be 30 to 60 days before we come to what we call final closure on the contract. During that time, we will develop a training plan for the digital sales force for the first set of products that will be that the digital sales force will be able to sell. But we won't actually do any training until after that 30 to 60 day time frame. So the vision is that during Q3, we would start some initial training, some initial introduction, as we also determine what the organization inside of digital will be to manage and receive this training. And then the thinking is that to do the training in Q3, and in reality, we probably wouldn't start selling any product in significant volume until the end of Q3 or into most likely in Q4.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Good. Do we have any, I think that, Pete, I appreciate it. Did we have any last questions, Sherry, on the line?
Janet Gale from Beijing, please go ahead with your question.
This is Janet Gale calling from Beijing. I have two questions. One question is, how about the V-Line in NPB's product and the Cabletron's products?
V-Lens?
Yeah.
Cabletron's V-LAN technology is technology called, Fast Packet Switching Technology. I forgot their little name for it, but it is a complex solution. It's pretty good, I think, pretty advanced. On the other hand, it is implemented in hardware. It requires a broad set of technologies implemented in hardware, ASICs, on the basically every platform that participates in it. as such, our products will not participate in their VLAN implementation. It's called secure fast packet switching. So there'll be an incompatibility in that area.
How to communicate the VLAN between MPV's product and the Cabletron product?
It's some work we need to do to package that up so that it can be communicated in a positive light.
The second question is, we have the FE forum in MPV Digital. Is there any FE forum in Cabletron?
I don't know how they do training, and I believe that we will need to modify and extend our training venues in both directions, where NPB will need to train the Cabletron direct sales force, as well as have Cabletron product training on products like the 9000 and 6000 available to you. So we'll need to get them into our training venues. Whether in time they collapse into a single network university mechanism, I don't know. But it makes sense that we do something like that.
That would be some of the details. In fact, they're looking to us to say, how do we do some of the things that we do? How do we communicate to an extended field? They don't have any real field marketing like we do, where you folks work with us back here in Littleton, but you're out there in the field. So they're very interested in how we do that and how we manage. They don't have a customer advisory board. They're interested in how we do that. So things such as the SE Forum, they haven't, and we together haven't decided how we do that. There certainly are some efficiencies we can achieve and also some integration we can achieve by doing some of those things together. But we have an invitation from them to help show them how we do things. So that's been very encouraging for us. Good. With that, Pete, did we have any other questions?
Yes, Shelley Spear, please go ahead with your follow-up questions.
John, I was just wondering whether it may be worthwhile perhaps putting this up on an Alta Vista forum on the MPB intranet page, just so we can trap any additional questions perhaps that might come through. That might be a nice, simple way of doing that. Your thoughts?
I think that, well, Shelley, usually coming from you, it's a good idea. I'll kind of get into that. We're trying to get that going for some of the human resource employee questions, the first round, and then as we go forward on product roadmap. We basically, I'd see it including that, so how do we communicate the product roadmap? Which part of product roadmap discussion do we need to keep, confidential digital? What can we share with customers and partners? So I think that we just need to figure out exactly how we would do that. But I think actually we do have a couple of forums out there now that Frank Melanson has put in place. This may actually put some new life into those. And so I'll talk to Frank about how we may implement that.
Hey, thanks, John.
Sir, there are no further questions. Please continue.
Good. Peter, thank you for taking your time from your holiday to do this. This has been a kind of a historic day for us. I think that the yesterday evening for you folks and this morning for us, it's been a very good day, and certainly an eventful one. I actually got a couple of quotes here for some people I received, that people in the hall. I'll just read two sentences here quickly from one of the employees in the marketing group. I want to pass on the sense of relief and pleasant surprise that I hear in the halls here today. NPB employees are actually surprised with how employee-centric the whole announcement has been. It's clear that we put a lot of thought into optimizing this announcement. So for a week now, I've been worried about how I could never, ever bring myself to work for Cabletron. Well, actually now, after listening to all that I've heard, I actually am optimistic about the prospects. So I think there's a sense here that, hey, this is a new, this is a beginning. I think you listen to Don Reed. He's a man with a vision. He's asking us to help him. He has dropped in to lead a $1.5 billion company. He wants to make that a multiple billion dollar company, something in the area of $5 billion. He doesn't want to be 4, 5, or 6 in the networking business. He's trying to figure out how to be number one or two. So it's a sense of leadership, a sense of enthusiasm, and a sense of fun that I know that I've been looking for. So I do look forward to it, and I think the great value that NPB brings to Cabletron is its people and the fact that we are an international operation. So I think that the expectations are high, but also I think that the rewards will be great too. So thank you all, and have a good day, and we'll try to keep this communication going as we move forward. Thank you. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference. You may all disconnect, and thank you for participating.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.